Après 2 ans de crise sanitaire et une baisse de 90% de l'activité économique, l'aéroport Stanfield d'Halifax entrevoit une sortie de crise. En 2020 et 2021, 1 million de passagers ont fréquenté l'aéroport, alors qu'avant la crise, ils étaient 4 millions. La levée des restrictions permet d'espérer un retour progressif à la normale, même si, d'après les responsables de l'aéroport, il faudra attendre plusieurs années pour retrouver une situation comparable à celle d'avant la pandémie. Les prévisions effectuées avant l'automne prévoyaient un retour de 60% du nombre de voyageurs en 2022 et une augmentation du nombre de destinations desservies. L'arrivée du variant Omicron cet hiver aura certainement compromis ces objectifs, mais le retour des voyageurs rend optimiste la direction de l'aéroport. Pour parvenir à attirer un nombre croissant de clients, les responsables multiplient les destinations desservies. Sur les 46 villes reliées avant la crise sanitaire, il n'en restait que 4 en 2020 et 2021. Dès ce printemps, des vols seront à nouveau disponibles à l'international et dans une grande partie des villes canadiennes. Lee Batston, responsable communication de l'aéroport, nous dresse le bilan de la situation.
So after 2 years of the pandemic, right now at the airport, things are actually starting to look up. Over the 2 years of the pandemic, we were struggling through significantly decreased passenger activity. At our lowest point, activity was down over 90% of what it was pre-pandemic. And before the pandemic, Halifax Stanfield would serve over 4 million passengers in a year. In 2020 and 2021, we were around the 1 million mark. So that's down to, we're only serving about 25% of our normal levels. For 2022, we expect that we'll get to 60%.
La baisse d'activité a eu des conséquences directes sur l'économie de l'aéroport. Les autorités ont enregistré une perte de 40 millions de dollars du chiffre d'affaires en 2020 et autant en 2021. Le maintien des activités essentielles n'a pu se faire que grâce au soutien du gouvernement fédéral et à une baisse de 25% des effectifs.
So Halifax International Airport Authority is there to serve the community, and the way that we operate is that we're a user pay system. So the Airport Authority generates revenue from having airline activity and passenger activity. With the pandemic, both of those things were totally lost. And so the Airport Authority was left trying to determine how revenue could come in and look for other options. And that meant making cuts to services, turning off areas of the building, closing parking lots, shutting off lights and escalators. That's how much we were looking to reduce operational costs while maintaining safety and regulatory requirements. So in 2020, the Airport Authority lost $40 million. And in 2021, we don't have the official numbers yet, but we expect it will be about the same. So over the course of the pandemic, the Airport Authority has lost nearly $80 million. And so we're currently borrowing to be able to keep the lights on, essentially. Any surplus that we would make in a year goes back into operating the airport or capital projects or whatnot. We have received some support from the government, which we're very grateful for through several federal government programs. But at this time, we're sort of looking to our recovery and expect that even if passenger activity does start to come back over the next year or two, it will likely be multiple years before we break even and get back to a place where we're not borrowing to operate.
Le secteur du transport aérien est l'un des plus affectés par la crise sanitaire. Malgré une levée des restrictions, l'aéroport est soumis à la réglementation fédérale qui prévoit l'application de certaines mesures, comme le port du masque dans l'aéroport, ainsi que l'obligation de présenter un schéma vaccinal complet pour embarquer dans l'avion.
When it comes to health and safety measures at the airport, we've been, of course, following all requirements when it comes to masking, physical distancing. We have hand sanitizer stations still placed throughout the building for people to use. We also encourage physical distancing when possible. And masks are still required in the building and will likely continue to be required for a little while because we're regulated by the federal government and the federal government is still requiring masks. So it's important for people to know if they're traveling after March 21st, when the Nova Scotia mask mandate is lifted at the airport, they will still be required. And when you're on your flight, they will be required. It's also still required that you are fully vaccinated to board an aircraft in Canada. So it's important for people to know that as well. Otherwise, for health and safety measures, we've also increased cleaning of frequently touched areas, the washrooms, escalator railings, elevator buttons, and things of that nature. And that enhanced cleaning is still ongoing. So people can know that that's happening as well and feel more comfortable and safe when they're at the airport.
Ces mesures d'assouplissement étaient particulièrement attendues par les professionnels du tourisme. L'aéroport Stanfield d'Halifax et les compagnies aériennes espèrent retrouver leurs clients dès le 21 mars et la levée des restrictions sanitaires. Pour les attirer, les compagnies desserviront à nouveau des destinations prisées des touristes. Des vols à destination de Vancouver, Londres, Boston, Paris, Dublin, Glasgow et Francfort sont déjà annoncés.